Scientists tell us that the giant redwoods of Northern California are the tallest trees in the world, while the sequoias further south bulk out as the world's overall biggest trees. You might question that once you see the Grove of Titans, either in person or in pictures. It's a grove of truly gigantic redwoods, one that was a secret for a long time. But the secret is out, and now people chomping up to see the trees are affecting the area around them. So there are plans to preserve the grove and a recent partnership of groups to carry out those plans. We have two guests with us from California State Parks. We welcome Brett Silver, who's the acting sector superintendent in the area around Jedediah Smith State Park. Thanks for joining us today.
Oh, thanks for having us on the air.
You bet. Jess Inwood joins us as well. She's with the Save the Redwoods League, where she's the Parks Program Manager. Jess, welcome to you.
Thank you. Good morning.
And Brett, I guess I'll address this to you because it's actually within state parkland, I guess, but the Grove of Titans has been just known about for 20 years now. Is that right?
Yeah, back in the late 90s, some researchers were looking for, doing some research on the canopy of trees, and so they had research permits to go out in the parks and begin their studies. When they found these group of trees, that, not the tallest trees, but certainly some of the biggest diameters they had seen, and they nicknamed them Grove of Titans and gave them individual names.
Mm-hmm. And so how much bigger? I mean, are they that much bigger than in bulk than the trees nearby?
Well, it's a little misleading because some of these trees may have two or three trees fused together,
mm-hmm.
and one of the named trees was, you know, Fused Titan. So you're looking at maybe three trees that maybe start out as one base and then kind of have different offshoots and go up. But there's certainly something very unique about these trees, and it's drawn people over the years to come find these trees.
Jess Inwood, what can you tell us about what makes these trees so big in this one area?
Well, this area, so it's in Jedediah Smith Redwood State Park, and it gets the most rainfall in all of California. So it's a lot of rain, and that helps increase the size of the trees in this area.
All right. And so is there anything else nearby that might account for some of their size? Or is the rainfall enough?
Well, there's lots of factors
Go ahead, Brett.
Go ahead, Brett.
Oh, sorry. So there's a stream nearby, and there's some creeks that run through it. It's always difficult to tell why some trees in certain areas are bigger. Maybe they're protected from windfall. Maybe more in a canyon, but it's difficult to say. Like, these trees are bigger over here for some reason, and some trees, you know, the trees fall over time.
Mm-hmm.
But one tree may be bigger one year,
oh.
And the top 100 feet may get blown off of it, you know, and it's no longer the tallest tree.
So the people who first got the information or first had a chance to measure these trees, Brett, sounds like they kept it fairly close to the vest. And again, that was 20 years ago, so it was easier to keep things close to the vest back then, I guess.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, the Internet is a great way to share information. And what we found in about 2011 is someone had posted the GPS coordinates online. And so for a long time, people were kind of going out as a big tree hunt and having a mystery. But once the GPS coordinates kind of came out, it wasn't difficult for people to find where these trees were.
And what does it look like has been happening in the years since? I mean, have more and more people been tromping out there?
Well, we don't have, there's not a designated trail that goes into Grove of Titans. It's off trail. And so what we call social trails are non-design trails that people have just kind of trampled through the forest floor. And it actually looks, after time, the vegetation is gone, the soil is compacted, and you begin to have this little network of trails. And for a while there, people were putting out misleading information about the Grove of Titans to try and distract people from where it really was, which created more social trails throughout the woods, and which really can create a dangerous situation for the public, because these trails, once you walk into old-growth redwood forest, it begins to look the same, and so it's easy to get lost out there.
Mm-hmm.
So a public safety issue is certainly another reason for this project.
I'm sure there are a few people thinking, well, heck, I only weigh 100 and something pounds. How much could I hurt a tree? But the fact is that if you get a lot of people over the ground over a certain amount of time, Brett, how impactful is that to the trees and the roots and all the systems you're talking about?
Well, you see some of the old pictures. If you Google them, you can see where the ferns are maybe 5-6 feet tall around some of these trees. And then today they're completely gone. And then you have a soil compaction with roots exposed and people walking on their roots. And we don't know, redwood trees live over 1,000 years, but when you're seeing this kind of foot traffic on top of these magnificent trees and with the exposed roots, you can compress the the feeder roots, which are out there getting nutrients for the tree that kind of go outward. And they can be damaged, and it could affect the tree's ability to take in nutrients from the ground.
We're talking about the Grove of the Titans in the Redwoods in Jedediah Smith Redwoods State Park in Northern California with Brett Silver from California State Parks and Jess Inwood from the Save the Redwoods League. You can join the conversation on the exchange. Maybe you've seen the grove in person. You can describe it to us. 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. Jess Inwood, let's back up to that point about what it's like to see it, because we're talking in rather scientific terms thus far. I mean, what is it like to actually see these trees in the Grove of the Titans up close?
Yeah, well, they're really magnificent. And, there are a lot of amazing trees up in that area in general. And I think these ones were kind of, because they were sort of hidden and, you know, a mystery, that they have kind of taken on, you know, this special status of being really amazing. But when you come across them, it's pretty mind blowing. And, makes you stop and take a minute to think.
So let's talk about the thinking part of this then, because Save the Redwoods League, obviously, judging by your name, has been involved with many efforts to save redwoods over the years. And so with this particular grove, was SRL trying to keep it quiet about where it was until it was no longer possible?
Well, yeah, I guess, we definitely want to protect the redwood trees. You know, that's our mission and our goal. And so what we noticed is when it became popular, that we realized this was something that, you know, along with our partners, we really needed to address. And so you can't ignore a problem like this anymore. And so we decided that it would be great to partner up with California State Parks, National Park Service, and Redwood Parks Conservancy to create this project to protect them.
And so talk about some of the facets of the project then, Jess. What kinds of things do you want to do to make sure that the Grove of the Titans is accessible and yet not damaged by its access?
Right. So one of the main things that we're going to do with the partners is to build an elevated walkway. So a section of the Mill Creek Trail will be elevated so people can access, get closer to these large trees without damaging the root system and protecting the understory. So that will be a big part of the project, as well as figuring out what we do about the parking situation along Howland Hill Road, which is how you access this area, and providing new restrooms and some parking, and also trash receptacles. There is no infrastructure like that out there right now, so that is quite a big problem when you have all these visitors coming out there and they don't have a place to put their trash.
Brett Silver, are there some lessons that have been learned in previous areas in the Redwoods, like along Stout Grove, which also has a very impressive collection of biomass? Are there things that you learned in the amenities you provided there or didn't that can provide a bit of a blueprint for what you do at the Grove of the Titans?
Well, I think, you know, people have been giving us clues of what they want to see. You know, like for a long time, the management philosophy was not to tell people what Grove of Titans was, but once we realized the internet, that was out, and we kept seeing the foot traffic in there, you know, people gave you clues. When we find, you know, trash, human feces and urine near parking lots, you find social trails going into these places. You're kind of at a point of like, well, you always want to balance preservation with visitation. And so this is one of those projects like Stout Grove that people want to see. And so they're going to go see it regardless of whether you put in infrastructure or not to protect them. So, it was, you know, Stout Grove was one of the first pieces of Jedediah Smith in 1929. And that's where people have been going for a long time. So here we are with another situation that people want to see, and we're kind of having to create this elevated walkway in the Grove of Titans. It's not something we want to do to every trail. We don't want to build an elevated walkway in there. And because there's so many magnificent trees and so many other trails in the park, not just in Jedediah Smith, but through Redwood National State Park, so people can see. And one of the big things I kind of want to stress is when we start this project, because currently there's no trail in the Grove of Titans. So we're asking people to stay out and help us preserve these trees until we can get this elevated walkway and rebuild the Mill Creek Trail to improve it and to make it a better place for everybody.
Is it a suggestion, please stay out? Is there fencing or barriers? Or, I mean, how are you
There's
expressing
no fencing.
This?
It's a wild area. We all have a responsibility whether you work for parks or if you're with, say, Redwoods League, if you're just the general public, you know, the goal of parks is always to try to protect these lands for seven generations. So all of us have a responsibility to help protect and preserve these, not just people who work for parks. So I kind of put a lot of this, some of the ownership on the visitors and, like, please help us out and stay out of the area until we can make a proper trail through there.
We are talking about the Grove of Titans in the Redwoods, in the Jedediah Smith Redwoods State Park in California. Brett Silver works for California State Parks. Jess Inwood is with the Save the Redwoods League. Your questions and comments are welcome on the Jefferson Exchange at 800-838-3760, by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. Jess, if you can give me a description about what it's like now. I mean, granted, we do want people to stay away from this, but, I mean, is it pretty hard to find the trail in there?
Well, yeah, there are no specific signs leading you to that area.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of those things where you can take designated trails that where you see social trails. And so social trails are those ones that are not designated and that are causing quite a bit of damage to the root systems and the understory. So, it's actually quite confusing. So people, as Brett mentioned, people can get lost and then create new trails, and it causes quite a bit of problems.
So Brett, the walkway you're talking about, the elevated walkway, will that cover basically from places where people park all the way into the Grove of Titans?
Yes, it will go into the majority of the what's considered the Grove of Titans. We're not building to every single tree of Grove of Titans, but, you know, 80% of the ones that are named, the ones that people want to see more than some of the other trees. And so the elevated walkway will go by all of the majority of the Grove of Titans and kind of make a loop through that area.
Are there some trade-offs in doing things like building elevated walkways? I mean, you're trying to reduce damage caused by people walking all over the place, but it sounds like you might have to have some more concentrated damage in some places just to be able to set down supports for the walkways and things like that.
Well, the walkways are on a fiberglass abutment, and they'll be sitting just on top of the ground and then be kind of anchored in. But that's a very small trade-off for what's happening today.
And Jess, in what I understand, there's more than just people tromping around. Have people actually done stuff to the trees themselves in the Grove of Titans?
Yes. So, you know, a lot of people, they love to hug trees. And in this case, there's quite a bit of protection along the trees of duff and material that has fallen down, but it's been really kind of wiped away off of the tree bark from so many people climbing up and trying to get up high on top of the trees and giving them hugs. So that's causing quite a bit of damage as well.
Are people carving initials into trees and doing things like that too, or taking samples of bark?
Brett, have you seen that out there?
Yeah, we have seen some of the, not on the Grove of Titans trees themselves, but some of the trees and other smaller trees in the area, we're seeing people carving their names into the trees along the trail. We find toilet paper in those areas. It's people are already there, kind of unregulated, unregulated now. So I think building this, it's just going to help alleviate some of those issues.
And so you talk about asking people to stay out of the area until the amenities are in there in the form of the elevated walkway. How long are we talking about then before construction is complete?
Well, we're hoping to start construction in the fall of next year. And depending on some of the biological restraints, we're looking at about 2 years of construction because they're going to also rework 6 miles of trail that goes near the Grove of Titans. It's in pretty poor shape, and so that's all done by hand, rebuilding 6 miles of trail. All the materials that are brought in by hand. So it is a time-consuming project.
All right, so we're talking pretty much 3 years then from now until you get the walkway open and people can use the official the provided amenities to get to the Grove of Titans.
Correct.
Yeah, our goal is by about July 2021.
Okay, so a little earlier than that, so sometime in that summer. So then, Jess, talk about the cost of all this and where the money's coming from and what the individual partners, including Save the Redwoods League, are contributing to this.
Yeah, so you know, at this point, we're estimating the cost to be about $3.5 million. And Save the Redwoods League is doing a lot of fundraising for this project. All the partners are contributing to some degree, and we're actually currently we have a match grant for $500,000 that we're trying to reach by the end of December by a generous donor. So so we're doing a lot of fundraising, and if people are interested, they can donate online at savetheredwoods.org. And our other partners, Redwood Parks Conservancy, is also fundraising for this project, and the public agencies are bringing funds to it as well. But it's a big project and, you know, pretty expensive, so we're all chipping in.
Is the public money then fully allocated? I mean, is it just a matter of trying to make sure that you can meet your matches on the private end of things, or is there still some work to be done for allocations on the state and federal end, Brett?
Well, the state's contribution, we're doing the environmental assessments, natural and cultural involved in this. We've gone out and designed the trail system. We put a lot of time and money into coming up with a plan to do that. We just don't have the money to actually go out and build it. And so that's what this project and fundraiser is all about.
And I noticed one of the guides that I used in doing research for this discussion was to look at the video online of you out there among the Grove of Titans, Brett. And you're right, these ferns are like 5 and 6 feet tall, but it sounds like a lot of those already been beaten down. What it's been like for you to go out there on successive visits and see more damage each time?
Well, it was interesting. I went out there with a photographer who's been a big tree hunter since the late 90s. And the photographer had not been out there in a number of years. And he couldn't believe what he had seen. It's like this, it wasn't even anywhere near this much damage, you know, 3 or 4 years ago. I think when you see it on a regular basis, you get a little bit more, you know, kind of used to it. But his reaction to it was, I can't believe it. It's like, I'm not coming here ever again until we get this done.
And that is pretty much the advice for the public. Don't come until the trail is done. And so you're asking people, as of now, don't go in there, Brett?
Yeah, absolutely. Because, you know, people think, well, it's just me. I'm the only one. I'm going in there. But when you take me and times up by a million people, you can see the effects of what's going on.
All right. And that is the effect at the Grove of Titans within the Redwoods in Jedediah Smith Redwoods State Park. Brett Silver is the acting sector superintendent for California State Parks. Jess Inwood is with Save the Redwoods League. She is the Parks Program Manager. Save the Redwoods League, one of the groups involved with the project as well, to get that elevated walkway into the Grove of Titans. Thank you both for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.
Good to have you.